Hey everybody, John Bishop with John Bishop Fine Art. We've made a few changes and I think it's for the best. I guess the only thing that worries me is that we seem to make a lot of changes often. But Bogdan and I were talking and it just seems to me that some of the content that we're producing, it all lives on my website. And there's nothing wrong with that, except that it really doesn't promote Bogdan. And there are people who are interested in Bogdan's work, not as interested in mine. And hopefully the vice versa is also true. And so if there are people who are looking for Bogdan's content and they have to go to John Bishop Fine Art to see it, I just think it confuses people and it makes him look less, I don't know, legitimate as a separate kind of artist with separate content. It gets complicated because, you know, Bogdan is much better at editing and presenting content, and he's just better at it because that's what he used to do for a living. He was a TV producer in Romania and an editor for broadcast media. And I'm not. So that bugs me a little bit that my content might not be as, I don't know, beautifully produced and might not look as professional as his. But I mean, I just think that's fair. I do think that this is the right move for us. We had a bit of a catalyst because we were working under the title for both the vlog and the blog and the podcast as being Art Life with John and Bogdan. But after a first or second episode, we just really stopped calling it that. We just started calling it Art Life. And the problem is that title, that name, is already taken by someone else. A lovely guy, I think he's in Brooklyn, New York area, and he wrote to us and said, listen, I had this name before you. Could you change the name of your podcast? And that's fair. You know, we thought about it and we said, you know what? He's absolutely right. He did have it just before we did. And artlife.com is his domain. And fair enough, he had it first. So looking at the quality and kind of production value that he has in his podcast, I said, you know what? It makes so much more sense for us just to change ours. And frankly, we probably needed to do it anyway because I don't think it was representing Bogdan well enough. So yeah, we are changing again. Now all of my content will be called John Bishop Fine Art. Bogdan's content will be called Bogdan Photo Art. And we have created a new new YouTube channel called John and Bogdan. And what John and Bogdan will do is create a venue for us to post all of our vlogs, all of the things that we're doing about us together, as well as the live kind of shows that we then tape and make available later, art chats. So all of that content will go under John and Bogdan, and we will start to market ourselves a little separately so that it's a little clearer to people when they're looking for us, who they're looking at and why we're, you know, and without having to explain a great deal about why our content is together. I'm not embarrassed of that, but I do think it creates a conversation that is secondary to the artwork. When we have to start saying, oh, well, we're married and la, 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 that creates a whole nother conversation. So I'm a little apprehensive because I know that my quality may go down. But frankly, I've been doing this podcast now on my own for quite some time, as well as my blog. So it's really just any kind of vlogging that I want to do to where my editing skills would be less than Bogdan's. So we'll see. I do think it's the right move. I'm tired. I do think it's bad that we keep making changes. But really, when you look at the number of subscribers we have and the, you know, the makeup of those subscribers, I don't think we're impacting people terribly or that we're hurting our brand dramatically. So that's where we are right now. We are making those changes. Art Life, if you'd like to follow the other Art Life, please look them up. It's a good podcast. I looked at, listened to a couple of the episodes, and I think they're very nice. And he was very, very kind the way he presented himself. So Bogdan and I will separate in that sense, and we'll develop more of our art careers separately. Hope that makes sense, and I think it will as time goes by. Lots been going on, and that has kept us from posting because of that lack of clarity. We didn't quite know what to do, and it wasn't until really yesterday that we firmed up, you know, what our and what we kind of decided we were going to do with these two channels. So anyway, that's going on. There has been a lot in the time that we have spent more quietly this year. It's only the end of March, but we have been running solid. As you may recall, at the beginning of the year, we had a collector event where we invited the local art curator and consultant, Rosa Ana Orlando, and she came and spoke to our group of our collectors on how to build and maintain their art collections. One of the things we are hoping to do this year is to turn some of the focus away from just marketing ourselves to other artists and really to reach out more content that is more appropriate to art collectors. Not that we don't adore our artist friends and collaborators, but they're not the ones who are buying our art. So I do think it makes sense to reach out to both communities. And as such, we had this lovely event where we had a bunch of collectors come together. We had refreshments. We had Rosa Ana Orlando speak to them about how to build their collections, how to maintain their collections, what to do with their collections when they're retiring or downsizing, or God forbid they pass away, how they're going to deal with their collections over time. And I thought that was really fascinating. And I don't know anybody else who's doing that for their collectors, in my circles anyway. And so anyway, that was a great event. It also was about the same time that we actually launched a new book. And that new book is designed specifically for that same conversation. It just was from our perspective, as opposed to the perspective of Rosa Ana Orlando, who is a curator and art consultant. So from an artist's point of view, what does it mean to make an art collection? And that book is available free for a download on my website, johnbishopfineart.com. And that download is an ebook that's downloadable as a PDF. And all I ask in return is that you give me your email and we'll swap an email for a free downloaded ebook. And so you can find that, and please go and go download that if you'd like to see it. I like the book. I think it turned out really well and was really fun to do. I mean, to sit and consider those kinds of questions that really are more for collectors than for artists, but kind of what I dream of and what I think of when I think of my collectors, what I'd like my collectors to be and what I would like to be to my collectors. And so that was a very interesting, rewarding kind of project that Bogdan and I took on. And that was launched just after Rosa Ana, because the books weren't in time for the event. So they came in like a week later. So those books are out. We have printed a few that we are making available in the studio. So if you're here in Houston or stop by the studio, you're welcome to buy one there. It's not free, but some people like to have a print copy versus just an electronic copy. So we printed up a few to sell. So that was another big project. And that takes us to February when, well, actually mid-January, Bogdan went off to Romania to do a lot of kind of, he still had some dental work to do, but also to meet artists and to try and obtain some artwork for our gala that we were having in March and March 1st. And he did that and he met a lot of artists, interviewed them, picked up some artwork, bought it for our gala celebration for our Arepa Arte, our new nonprofit. And it was while he was in Romania that we finally got word from the IRS that our 501c3 tax-free status had been granted. So we are now officially a tax-exempt charity, and people who give us money are able to deduct that money from their taxes. So that was a huge deal and took a year to get started. And so we had decided before we actually got the 501c3 status that either way, we were going to have a party on March 1st. March 1st is a holiday in Romania called Martișor, where it's really a celebration of springtime and of newness and of showing appreciation to those, particularly ladies, that you have in your life. And it is celebrated by giving a small kind of red and white striped ribbon thread to people to wear on their lapels, and that you attach a little trinket. So we actually said, okay, we wanna celebrate this. This is our theme for our gala, and we'll be, you know, hopefully in the future as well, that this is our celebration. Not a lot of other people in Houston celebrating Martișor, so I think that it's a pretty safe bet for us. It also seems to me to be a really good time for a gala. It's not so close to the new year that it gets confused with everybody else starting out. People are back from the holidays, they're back into the swing of things. It is springtime, certainly here, and it just seems like a great time to have a gala before the summer vacations and after everybody gets back from the holidays. So yes, that is what we wanted to do. That is in fact what we did. We were lucky enough to land a spot with John Ross Palmer in his lovely studio and home and studio space that he let us kind of rent for the evening. We had, oh gosh, I think there were about 65 people in attendance, if I counted right from the photographs, and we sold tickets, and then we had a silent auction with the artwork that Bogdan was able to bring back from Romania, and it was lovely, lovely, lovely evening. It was very successful. I think we raised something, ran around $10,000. Everything in the auction sold. I think we did a lot of good work in as far as kind of launching the nonprofit with our collectors and people that we knew here in Houston. I think the whole thing was remarkably good and well received as well. So we now have some money that we're able to start building this, our programming off of, and we have a kind of an ambitious schedule to do that. I am the executive director of the new nonprofit, and it is my hope that we will be able to greatly increase our fundraising to make some of that, you know, start to make a difference in the lives of Romanian artists who are the recipients of this nonprofit organization. The idea is to give assistance to Romanian visual artists, and they can apply to us for grant money, scholarship money, whatever they will apply for money. And we will determine, you know, how best to spend that money over a period of a year. So that's very exciting to me. We're also planning on doing educational programming, cultural programming, collaborations with other organizations, and really just try to make a difference in the lives of some artists who are not, you know, sad and deprived, but they are very isolated where they're living in Romania and where there's not a very strong art market. So hopefully we will be able to really affect some change in a positive way and build the organization over time. The dream is that the Arhipa Arte will actually support Bogdan and I in our art careers as we go forward and allow us to, I don't know, to not only do some good, but establish ourselves as part of that community. As we get older, I think we're really intending to move to Romania. And this might give us a real reason to be there. You know what I mean? Give us make a lot more sense as to why we're there and what we're doing. So that's all very positive. So that all happened beginning of March. It took till mid-March to get all the paperwork done and all the money counted and all the thank you notes sent. And that's where we are today. So even though I haven't been posting as often, it doesn't mean we haven't been as busy as all get out getting all of this together. So I appreciate your patience, and as we go forward with a little bit different format, please don't forget to still follow both of us in both of these kind of formats as we go forward with a little bit of a unique and separate presentation of our art businesses. Having said that, what you see before you is some project that I've been working on. I bought these little skateboards. I didn't know they were little when I bought them. In fact, when I got them, it said that they were recommended for 3 to 5 year olds. And I'm absolutely stunned at the concept of putting a toddler on moving wheels. But, you know, some people have told me that kids are more resilient than they look. It does seem like a very much of an uncle gift, if you ask me, to give a skateboard to an infant or a toddler. But what do I know? I'm not a parent. But the idea was to paint them up and to sell them at art fairs. We are going to Comic Palooza this year, which is new to us. We haven't done that in the past. And that will be in... When is that? It's last weeks of May, around Memorial Day in May, and that's here in Houston. And we've not done a booth like this before, and I think last year they said that Comic Palooza drew a crowd of about 5,000 people. I don't get 5,000 people through my studio. So the idea is that we will host a booth and try and take artwork that is a little more custom made for that crowd. So it's the people who are fan art, anime, manga, you know, the kind of sci-fi. It's a very different group. A lot of cosplay will be going on. You know, the kinds of people who will come to Comic Palooza are not the kinds of people that would come to our studio. And so we're trying to get some content ready. That's what these skateboards are all about. I'm also doing some buttons with some of the faces that I do on them. These faces have been popular at other shows, so I thought they might be exactly the kind of stuff we should do for Comic Palooza. So we're very excited about that. It's still a lot of work, and maybe show us a new audience that we haven't run into before. So very excited about all of this. Hopefully, our change in format won't be too confusing. Please bear with us as we make these changes. I still think it's the right thing to do. But other than that, hope you're having a great week. I will see you, talk to you next week, and stay creative. Have a great week. Talk to you soon. Bye now.